to Anchors Away, the podcast that chronicles a landlocked new sailor's journey to finding freedom and adventure at sea. I'm your host, Todd Middlebrooks, and I welcome you along on my journey. This episode is Logbook Day 2 from our recent sailing trip to St. Petersburg, Florida. This logbook episode covers the second day of our sailing trip, which was 15.9 nautical miles and has us leaving from DeSoto Point Anchorage and docking at the Twin Dolphin Marina. Sunday, February 14th, 2021. Day 2 of our St. Petersburg sailing trip began by celebrating Valentine's Day at our DeSoto Point Anchorage on the Manatee River. Our amazing breakfast consisted of pancakes and bacon, after which we celebrated Valentine's Day by exchanging goodies. I gave Karen her first mate Yeti cup that I had customized, and she gave me a captain hat. I was so excited about my hat. I wore it all day. After checking the weather and determining that we might have a window to explore Egmont Key, we decided to weigh anchor and head that way. However, after a few Securitate warning calls over the VHF regarding hazardous weather, we had to rethink our decision. About 20 minutes out from Egmont Key, we ultimately decided to turn around and head back towards our marina stop for the evening. While I think we may have been able to get to Egmont and explore a little bit, ultimately this was the safest decision and was best for the crew. As we headed back, this decision was confirmed by gusts of wind topping 32 knots and choppy seas that created quite the spray over the front of the boat. We motored back down the Manatee River towards Bradenton, the location of the Twin Dolphin Marina. Just outside the breakwater, we made the lines ready, prepped the fenders, and I made a radio call to the marina. The breakwater at Twin Dolphin is pretty narrow, but the twin screws on a catamaran made it manageable. Our spot was on the first fairway to the right of the breakwater entrance. I was able to safely navigate in and spin us around 180 degrees, so that we could dock on our starboard side. A dock hand was there to help with the lines, and another couple even came down the dock to assist as well. One of the couple complimented our crew on our calmness and said that I did an amazing job of docking. I even joked that you might not know that it was my first time docking. Everyone did a great job, and the process went very smoothly. After connecting to shore power, we hung out for a little bit before walking around Bradenton. As it began to rain, we decided to head back towards the marina. Murphy tested the water in the pool and found it to be warm, so he decided to jump in. Stone, Annabelle, and Murphy got smoothies, and Karen got an ice cream from the shop that adjoined the marina office. We hung out for a little while, and I was even able to get some drone footage and photos of the area. After everyone grabbed a shower, we headed back into Bradenton for dinner. Since reservations at Pier 22 were not available because of Valentine's Day, we decided to go to Oak and Stone, a pizza and beer place one block over from the marina. The pizza was pretty good, but the service was rather slow because they were busy and our server had only been on the job for a few days. After dinner, we walked back over to the boat and played a game of The Office before getting ready for bed. Although we did not make it to Egmont Key, the day turned out pretty good. Marina maneuvering and docking was a huge success and helped build my confidence managing the boat and the crew. I'm looking forward to another great day tomorrow. Maybe we'll even get to raise the sails. Thanks for tuning into the show. Be sure to subscribe and have future episodes automatically docked into your favorite podcast player. Until then, anchors away.